Washington State Republicans split over their party's move Monday night to weaken Congress's only independent ethics watchdog. House Republicans quickly abandoned the move after a firestorm of criticism. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Kathy McMorris Rogers of Spokane chairs the Republican caucus. She oversaw her party's secret vote Monday night to restrict the powers of the Office of Congressional Ethics. At the opening of the new Congress on Tuesday, McMorris Rogers spoke on Republicans' priorities.
Policies that trust people, not the government, to make their own decisions and pursue their own dreams.
Hours earlier, House Republicans voted for more leeway to pursue their dreams without some independent watchdog sniffing around for corruption. KUOW contacted Republican members of Congress individually to find out how they voted. Nobody in the Washington delegation agreed to be interviewed, but their staff did email statements on their behalf. Dave Reichert of Auburn voted for the move. He said in no way did it relax ethics standards or strip the ethics office of authority. In fact, the proposal would have prevented the ethics office from speaking publicly or to the police about its work without the approval of the very lawmakers it was created to watch over. Some of those lawmakers, including Kathy McMorris Rogers, are under investigation by the ethics office. As chair of Monday night's meeting, she did not vote. Jamie Herrera Butler's office said the Southwest Washington Republican opposed the move. Her statement said it sends entirely the wrong message for the new leadership to remove its own independent watchdog. And Representative Dan Newhouse of Sunnyside, he missed the vote. Bad weather delayed his flight back to D.C. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.